This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. They just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
In case you haven't noticed, there's been a big push on toward a cashless society. And in this podcast, I'm going to explain the real reasons and motivations behind this push, because it's not about increasing your convenience. It's about tracking, surveilling, and controlling you by making sure that there's no more anonymity when it comes to money. That's the truth that if you don't already realize it, you'll certainly come to realize it after listening to this. So thank you for joining me. Once again, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, or you can just read my website, naturalnews.com, at least until it is banned completely off the internet for being a truth-telling, whistleblowing, science-based, reason-based website. So let's get into the cashless society goal. What's that all about? Well, first of all, the evidence of the push is very, very clear. You've seen probably articles and news reports that have been attacking cash as being bad. There's even a criminalization of cash. If you have too much cash in your pockets, you can be presumed to be guilty of some heinous crime that might involve cash, such as buying or selling drugs or prostitution or human trafficking or who knows what. If you have cash, you're presumed to be guilty of something because good, honest people, we're told, or at least it's implied, don't need big wads of cash. And yet, you know what's great about cash? It's anonymous. When you spend cash, the government can't track that transaction. If you hide cash under your mattress, not that that's a great thing to do, but just metaphorically, if you stash cash somewhere else, the government doesn't know you have it. And you can pay for things that maybe you don't want the government knowing that you're buying. They might still be legal, but maybe you have a drinking problem or something. I mean, who knows? You want to buy things anonymously. Maybe things that might be embarrassing. Maybe you have an embarrassing health condition and you want to buy products with cash at a pharmacy without the government knowing that you have a hemorrhoid problem or something. Who knows? The point is that cash has lots of beneficial properties, including anonymity. Now, this is not about fiat currency and the central banks and how they're stealing money from everybody by printing more money all the time. That's a different discussion. So yeah, cash has some disadvantages in the fact that today's cash is not backed by anything real. You can't trade cash for gold at a guaranteed rate by the U.S. government. That used to be the case, by the way, until 1971, when Richard Nixon delinked the U.S. dollar from the gold standard. Before that day in 1971, you could always exchange a certain amount of cash for a certain amount of gold. And I don't remember what the rate was, but it seems to me that it was like some crazy low rate back then. I don't know, $35 an ounce or something. That might be totally wrong, but the year is correct. It's 1971, Richard Nixon. Now, getting on to the cashless society. Cashless society really means an electronic money transaction system where every purchase you make is logged in a database. It is surveilled, it is tracked by the government. Now, the government already, through the NSA, tracks, let's see, everything you type into the search engine Google, every web page you visit, every email you send or receive, every phone call you make, every text you send, everything you post on Facebook, and on, everything that you do online is surveilled. It is all tracked. 100% of it is tracked. We know this now because of revelations of Edward Snowden and others, WikiLeaks and so on. It's all tracked, it's all put in databases, and it can all be used against you. Well, money is the next thing that the government wants to track. They want to know where you're spending your money, and they want to know where you're earning your money. They want all transactions involving money to be trackable by the government, so they have full-time surveillance over you and your money. Why is that important to the government? Because they want their cut, just like the mafia. They want a piece of the pie. They want to make sure that you don't earn money off the books. You know, maybe when you're a teenager, you mowed somebody's lawn and they paid you 10 bucks in cash. You probably didn't report that to the IRS, right? I mean, who would? Or maybe you have a cash-based business. Maybe you run a buffet business, like a restaurant, people paying cash. Maybe you're a stripper and you get a lot of cash tips and you don't want to report all those tips. Maybe you're a waiter or something. I mean, maybe you have a cash-based business and you deal with a lot of cash. The government knows that a lot of people don't report all that cash for all the obvious reasons. They want to make sure that nobody gets away with having cash without paying a percentage to the government. So a cashless society is all about tracking that cash. But there's one more thing. They want to be able to use your transactions to prosecute people selectively, because did you know that the average adult in America today commits 3 felony crimes a day without even knowing it? Did you know that there are so many laws on the books that anybody could be indicted and sent to prison for multiple felony crimes if the prosecutors took an interest in you? All they have to do is take an interest, focus on you, and they can find something you did wrong. The saying is, you show me the man, I'll find you the crime. You've heard that saying before? I don't remember who said it. Seems like it was somebody involved in the FBI, in the early days of the FBI. I may be wrong on that. But you show me the man, I'll find you the crime. It means that any person can be found guilty of multiple crimes if you just look closely enough. And this electronic money transaction chain is the perfect way to catch people in crimes if you want to scrutinize their activities and you want to indict them, throw them in prison, silence them. Maybe they're your political enemies. You know how the Obama administration used the IRS as a weapon against conservative nonprofits. Remember Lois Lerner and her crew? And they denied nonprofit status to all of these conservative nonprofit groups. Well, the government likes to weaponize its enforcers. The government likes to have a complete record of everything you've ever earned and everything you've ever spent, all the things you bought. You think you can keep a secret from the government? Wait until they can track all of your purchases, all of your search engine queries, all of your emails, all of your viewing habits on Netflix, all of the books that you have on your Amazon, what's it called, a Kindle device. I mean, they can find out what time of the month you menstruate by checking out when you're purchasing feminine hygiene products. They can tell when you just had a baby. They can tell what diseases you have based on the products you purchase to deal with the symptoms that you're experiencing. Just by checking out the medicines and the over-the-counter drugs that you might purchase, they can know everything about you. And they're building a psychological profile of what you think, what you watch, what you consume, what you eat, what you believe. You see, controlling money is all about controlling people. And that's why the cashless society is being pushed. But there's another big reason having to do with, well, low interest rates. You see, how to explain this in a quick minute here. Okay, the globalist banks have been ripping everybody off for the last 100 years by printing new money. But in order to keep their Ponzi scheme going, they have to lower interest rates below zero. Now, there's a bunch of technical reasons for this that maybe I'll get into in another podcast, but they got to lower interest rates below zero so that if you put money in the bank, you have to pay them to keep your money. Well, there's a problem if you have cash in a society. The minute interest rates go below zero, everybody wants to take their cash out of the bank. Wouldn't you? Because why would you want to pay the bank to hold on to your cash? You would take all your cash out. This would cause a run on the banks. So they can't allow that to happen. So what they have to do is eliminate cash. They have to criminalize cash before they can go negative interest rates. Once all cash is electronic, they can go negative, you see. And then whatever money you have in the bank, they can take a little bit of it every month because it's a negative interest rate. So you have $1,000 in the bank and there's a negative interest rate of 1% per year. Well, that means they could just take $10 out of your $1,000 every year. And that's just 1%. What if it's negative 5%? They could steal $50 from you. You can't do anything about it because all money is electronic at that point. They can just deduct from everybody across the board if they want to, is a negative interest rate. So you see, cashless society is really about multiple things. It's about tracking you, surveilling you, controlling you, profiling you, and also making sure that you can't protect yourself from the negative interest rates that the globalists are going to have to put into place in order to keep propping up the money supply so that they can prevent the cascading global collapse of their Ponzi debt pyramid upon which all of the scams of centralized governments are based. All of the entitlements, all the handouts, all the money to their crony corporations, especially in the weapons and military and bomb industry. In order to keep that scam going, they have to have negative interest rates and they have to continue with quantitative easing to keep making more fake money, stealing from you on both ends of the spectrum. You see, they're stealing from you when they make money and they're stealing from you when they lower interest rates below zero. But in order to accomplish that, they have to have all money turned into electronic currency. So that is the big, big picture behind the cashless society. I realize this is kind of a summary explanation. There are a lot more technical details I glossed over on purpose just to keep this short. But if you want to learn more about all of this, we got a couple of websites. Go to risk.news. We've also got marketcrash.news. Let's see, bubble.news. That's a new one. Kind of interesting. And of course, one of our main websites, newstarget.com. If you found this interesting and educational, check out all of those sites. And of course, listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.